Donald Trump Jr., Biden targets law-abiding Americans but Taliban's machine guns get a pass. By A.W.R. Hawkins on September 1, 2021. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted Wednesday that while the Biden administration has been targeting law-abiding Americans, the Taliban has been arming up with machine guns. Moreover, Trump Jr. suggested the Biden administration appears to have no issue with this dichotomy between limiting the freedoms of law-abiding citizens while leaving behind machine guns that the Taliban now possesses. On August 20, 2021, the UK Independent noted, the US spent about $83 billion over the last two decades on training and equipping the Afghan military. The sum included more than 75,000 vehicles, nearly 600,000 weapons and more than 200 aircraft. The paper also pointed out that President Joe Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan admitted that the administration did not have a complete picture on how much arms and equipment were left behind during the U.S. withdrawal. However, he noted, a fair amount of it has fallen into the hands of the Taliban. Also on August 20, 2021, Breitbart News reported about video of an alleged parade in which Taliban sympathizers marched through streets of the regional capital Khalat while holding U.S.-made firearms. The parade was initially covered by Arab News. Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, asked how Biden could carry out a withdrawal that did not include destroying or removing military equipment before we left. Donald Trump Jr. observed. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him at herhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.